Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today I'd be delighted to read with you a psalm. Today's psalm is Psalm 14 and we're going to be reading it twice. We're going to read it once in the King James Version and then we're going to read the same psalm, that's Psalm 14 again, but in the New International Version. And then I'm going to share some immediate thoughts and reflections. So let's read together, firstly, from the King James Version. This is Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. And now we read the same psalm again, but this time in the New International Version. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread. For God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor. But the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. This psalm is another psalm of David. And it starts off by talking about what is a fool? And we get the word fool appear a lot through the Bible, especially in Psalms and especially in Proverbs. And here we get a definition of what makes someone foolish. It's someone who says in their heart, there is no God. But it can be easy to think that we somehow are better than all of these foolish people. They are foolish and I am so wise. But the psalmist, David, doesn't let us think that way. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who seek God, but there is no one who does good, not even one. And so we recognise that we too have been foolish in the times where we thought that God wouldn't see our actions. But what do? We need to call on the Lord. Some people won't call on the Lord. But let's make sure that we do. Let's not be overwhelmed with dread when the Lord is near. But let's trust in his mercy and trust in his grace and trust in the blood of Jesus. The psalmist, which is King David, is also annoyed because the evildoers are frustrating the plans of the poor. it seems like there are systems put in place to keep poor people poor people. And it seems like no matter how much we plan, we end up trapped in a cycle of poverty. So what do we do? How do we get out? What hope could there be? Well, we trust in the Lord. The Lord is the refuge of the poor. The Lord restores his people. So let us rejoice and let us be glad. The fool says in his heart, there is no God, and refuses to turn to him. But let's make sure that we turn to him. If something good has happened, let's rejoice. If we've done something we shouldn't have, let's turn to him and trust in his mercy. Let's not be overwhelmed with dread, but let us trust in the Lord as our refuge. Thank you so much to you for listening to Psalm chapter 14 today. God bless you and goodbye.